You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and welcome to yet another episode of the Doing English podcast. Yes, this is episode 16 of the podcast, which means we are now 3 whole months. Yes, it's been 3 months since we started this podcasting journey, and wow, how the time is flying past. Episode 16, what are we going to be talking about this week? This week, I'm going to share with you a little trick that you can use to help motivate yourself to learn English faster and to a higher level than anyone else. Before we get into that, though, let's take a look at this week's 5-star review. This week's review comes from Danny from Colombia, and Danny says, "Excellent. Listening to Julian is a very nurturing thing to do. Every advice has helped me to improve my English greatly. Also, it has shaped the way I understand the language itself and how I work to be better at it. Definitely, I recommend this podcast channel a lot." Thank you, Danny. Reading that review really, really made my day. And I have to say, when I read reviews and comments and things like this from you guys, it's a very humbling experience. Because although it's easy for me to make podcasts like this, it's easy for me to make lessons, it's easy for me to make courses and things like that. But at the end of the day, if you guys don't do the work, if you guys don't take the ideas that I share, take what I teach and really put it to use in your life, what I do is completely useless. But when I read comments like this, when I read reviews like this, it makes me realize that people are taking the ideas that I share. People are using the lessons that I teach, putting them to use, and using them to be more successful in their English and in their lives. So thank you, Danny. Reading your review, as I said, really made my day. If you find yourself in Tokyo at any point, don't hesitate to let me know, because I owe you a coffee or similar beverage of your choice. And of course, if you haven't already, please do take the time to subscribe to the show on iTunes. People who subscribe will get episodes faster than anybody else, because it comes out on iTunes a little while before I notify people anywhere else. Also, please take the time to rate and review the show. I really love to read your reviews, and the best ones, like Danny's, will be read out in future episodes of the podcast. Also, just quickly before we get into this week's episode, if you haven't already, don't forget to sign up for the Doing English Daily newsletter. The newsletter is a free email that I send out every single day, and I share all kinds of stories and experiences from my life. Things just like I talk about in this podcast. And you'll also get the chance to work with me personally to improve your English via the Doing English courses and programs. So if you haven't joined the newsletter yet, you can do so by going to doingenglish.com and just signing up. It's as simple as that. Okay, so let's get into the main topic of this week's podcast. So this week, I'm talking about running again. This is something I talked about a lot in episodes 3 and 4 of the podcast. If you haven't listened to episodes 3 and 4 yet, you can and should do so by going back and checking the past episodes in iTunes. You don't have to have listened to those already to get any benefit out of this week's podcast, but I think you will definitely want to. Now, running. If you've listened to those podcast episodes, or if you are reading the Doing English Daily newsletter every day, or in fact, if you've been paying attention to anything I say anywhere at all, you will know that I like to run. I run a lot. Pretty much every single day, I run. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not amazingly good at running. I don't run amazingly fast or amazingly far. One of my goals for next year is to participate in the Tokyo Marathon, but I am not at that level yet. I'm working towards it slowly. So I'm certainly not an expert or a professional when it comes to running. It's just something that I like to do. But last summer, I set a goal for myself to increase my speed a little. So last summer, I was running for about 2 months. I was running the same course, the same circuit every single day. This circuit was kind of a loop that went from my house up along a river, then up through a big park, and then back along another river, and then back down to my house. In total, the loop is about 5.5 kilometers. Not that far, but not too short either. It was just about the right length for me to try and improve my speed. And the reason I was running the same circuit every single day is because that was a very easy way for me to compare my running time to the previous days and to my record time. I was running this course at about 35 to 36 minutes. So that's about 5.5 kilometers in about 35 minutes. And yes, I know that that's not amazingly fast, but I'm not trying to compare myself to anybody else. I'm just comparing myself to myself here. But as I said, I wanted to improve my speed. And my record time was actually about 34.5 minutes, about 34.5 minutes. But I was stuck. I was stuck. And no matter what I did, no matter how fast I tried to run, I didn't seem to be able to beat that time. I would always be at about 35 minutes, about 30 seconds over my record. And I was starting to get really disappointed with myself. In fact, I was starting to think that perhaps it wasn't possible for me to run faster than that, that I'd already reached my limit. Because I'd been stuck there for ages. And like I said, no matter how much I tried, I never seemed to be able to beat my record. But then, one day I ran that same course. And I ran faster than I'd ever run before. I flew around the circuit like the wind. And I smashed my record by an entire 3 minutes. I finished the course in 31.2 minutes exactly. I'll never forget when I got to the end and I stopped the timer and I looked at my time. It was 31.2 minutes faster than my record. Now you might be thinking, good for you, Julian. Great. Well done. You ran the circuit faster than you had before. So what? But the point here is not what I did. It's why or how I managed to do it. You see, on that day when I ran faster than I'd ever run before and smashed my record, on that day, I'd actually had a bit of a bad day. A few things hadn't gone quite right, and I was in a bit of a bad mood anyway. And then, completely out of the blue, someone called me, complaining about something, and kind of started a bit of an argument with me about something that I thought was kind of silly and kind of irrelevant. And that made me kind of angry. It kind of pissed me off a bit. Now, the thing that we argued about is irrelevant. the who is irrelevant. The point is, it made me angry and it pissed me off. Now, most people would let something like that ruin their day. They'd let the negativity put them in a bad mood and completely spoil their day. But I decided not to do that. I decided to use that, experience, the fact that I was angry. And I thought, right, I'm in a bad mood, pissed off now. He's made me really, really angry. I'm not going to get any useful work done now. I'm going out running. And I did. I went out running. I thought to myself, right, I'm going to burn off this stress. I'm going to run it out of me. And that's what I did. And all the way around the course, as I was running, I'm just remembering that thing that made me so angry. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't care about this. I'll show you. I'm going to run faster than I've ever run before, and I'm going to prove you wrong. The fact that the thing we had argued about had nothing to do with running is completely irrelevant. It was just the fact that I was angry, and I had to prove that I could run faster, that I could do it. I had to prove everybody wrong. And with my head filled with blind rage, I ran, and I ran, and I ran. And I didn't pause once, I didn't stop, and I didn't slow down, I just flew around the course. And like I said, I beat my record by about 3 minutes. So I used that anger, that frustration, that negative experience, and I used that to fuel my running, to push me around the course. And in fact, it wasn't actually the first time that I'd had an experience like that. When I was still studying Japanese, these days I don't study Japanese much, I was planning to take the Japanese language proficiency test at the highest level. N1 is the highest level. And it's a very hard test. It's a difficult test to pass. And I'd been learning Japanese for about 18 months, maybe a little bit over 18 months. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who, to be honest, is a bit of a know-it-all, who always has an opinion about something. And I said that I wanted to take the test and I wanted to pass this highest level of the test. And he kind of laughed at me. And he said, it's impossible. Nobody could pass that test after only 2 years of studying Japanese. Nobody could pass that test in that time. You can't do it. You should give up. You should think of an easier goal. You should think of a better thing to do. Perhaps take a lower level of the test. Which I didn't really want to do that. And the fact that without really knowing anything, he just said, it's impossible. You can't do it. Really pissed me off. Just like the person who made me angry before running. It really kind of annoyed me. And this actually turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me. This conversation turned out to be one of the best things that ever happened to me and my Japanese. Because for all the time that I was studying Japanese, for about a year after that conversation, I was studying, preparing for that test. I had that conversation in the back of my mind. I kept remembering what my friend said. And every time I remembered it, it pissed me off again. It made me angry again. And it made me want to prove him wrong. It made me want to show him that I could do it, that he was wrong, that I could do it if I wanted to. And that negative experience, that anger, just like it fueled my running, also fueled my Japanese study. It motivated me in the morning. It motivated me to get up early in the morning to just do it. Because whenever I thought that I couldn't be bothered to study Japanese, I remembered what that friend had said, and I remembered how badly I wanted to prove him wrong. How badly I wanted to show him that what he said wasn't true. And that pushed me and pushed me and pushed me to keep going, to try harder and harder and harder with Japanese. And in the end, I did pass the test. I passed it a year after that conversation. I didn't pass it with an amazingly high grade. I only just passed the test. The passing mark for that test was 70%, and I passed it with about 73%. So it wasn't an amazingly high score, but I did pass it, and I did prove him wrong, and I did do what he said couldn't be done. I never told him that. I never told him, I did it, I proved you wrong. Because after the conversation, he probably forgot all about it. It doesn't matter really what he thinks. The important thing is that I prove to myself that it could be done. So when you're learning English, if you have a negative experience like that, if someone laughs at your English, makes fun of you for making mistakes, if you miss some chance or some opportunity because of your English, perhaps you have a job interview for a job that you really want and you get turned down, you don't get the job because you fail to perform well with your English. Instead of letting that negative experience ruin your day and make you feel bad, realize that that is a good thing, because you now have a source of anger to motivate you to improve your English. So take that negative experience, take that thing that happened, and use that to drive you to succeed with English, to do whatever it is that you want to do. Prove that person who made fun of you wrong. Prove that you can speak better English even than they can. Prove the person who turned you down for the job that they made a mistake, that you are better than them anyway, and anyway you didn't want the job because you're too good for them. You don't have to tell these people this. You don't have to let them know. Just know it yourself. Keep it in the back of your mind and use that frustration and that anger to drive you forward to do great things with your English and great things with your life. So there we have it. That is this week's podcast episode. That is my little trick for motivating yourself. Use your negative experiences, use your anger, and use them to fuel your English learning or whatever it is that you want to do. What have we got coming up in next week's episode, episode number 17? Next week, I'm going to share a bit of a silly story with you. It doesn't really have that much to do with learning English, to be honest. But I'm going to share it with you anyway. That's episode 17 of the Doing English podcast. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, rate and review the show. And also, if you haven't, don't forget to head over to doingenglish.com and join the free Doing English newsletter. If you haven't done that yet, you really are missing out on a lot of good stuff in your inbox from me every single day. That's it from me for this week. I'll be back in a week's time with episode 17. Until then, take care, don't do anything that I wouldn't, and have a great week. Goodbye.